one step closer to the start of the college football season, Joe. AP Top 25 preseason came out today. More fodder for talking season. Capital S, capital Z, capital N. Yellow Pad made an appearance today. It's back.
Back in action.
Helping out Lauren Brownlow in the AP Top 25. So you broke out the Yellow Pad today. Do you fax the Yellow Pad in?
Right.
Is that how that works?
There's no carrier pigeon. No.
Did you mail it last week?
I did not mail it.
To Aaron Beard so he can get it to the right people? Shout out to Aaron Beard of the Associated Press.
No, I communicate with Ralph Russo in New York, as I'm supposed to. I just don't have the portal access yet where you're supposed to, like, input it yourself.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm working on that, though. Technology, I'm a slight bit of a Luddite. So.
You learned how to schedule a tweet today.
I did something big today, Jillio. Very proud of myself. It was a big victory for me. I'm not going to lie to you.
So did you finally discover the Twitter web version? Or are you using TweetDeck?
I used TweetDeck.
Oh, okay.
It's not my fault. It says, like, collapse on the side, and that menu's not always readily available. It's not my fault. I didn't know.
So the AP preseason top 25 came out. For our purpose here locally, NC State is 13th, the same spot that the coaches' poll put them last week. And I'll just reiterate what I said when the coaches' poll came out, that NC State's ranked where they should be ranked. I mean, let's be real. NC State's got some expectations this year. They can surprise. I think they're about where they should be. But because it's the AP voters and we know who votes on these things, all the votes are available. You can see who ranked who where, including Jillio's. You do get into my favorite time of the year where we start looking for slights. You know, which media members are out there trying to stick it to my favorite team. You would get some nasty emails from fans, wouldn't you?
Oh, back in the day, for sure. Florida fans hate me the most. But you know what? I actually put Florida in the top 25. I think those.
So you were the one.
Because Florida, I'm just looking right now.
Florida's not in the top 25. Neither is Florida State. So I was like, oh, so you're the one who put Florida in the top 25, eh?
Mm-hmm. I have LSU and Florida are the two teams that I ranked that are in Iowa and Tennessee. I don't know why Iowa is not getting love. Some of it gets a little bit confusing. We just need to see games, right?
I'm with you on that. I think we just need to see games. It is talking season, like I said. But I do feel like if you're going to be voting in the AP Top 25 again, we're going to, and your email is readily available, I feel like we're going to have to do like a mean tweets style.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to Jillio's inbox to see which fan base is now really, really upset at you because you ranked them 20th instead of 15th or something like that. Why are you the outlier, Jillio?
Apparently Clemson at 6 was too low for some.
For some people that was, yeah. Well, you know, I like to tell this story. Adam Gold was an AP voter at one point in time, way back in the day.
When men were men, the classic 03 and 04 years where he was getting cases of wine sent to him by Auburn fans. Yes.
But he also got put on message boards for Notre Dame.
Did he have him too high?
He basically didn't rank him.
Oh.
Like after a week or something like that.
Sure.
And, you know, Adam's whole point was, look, I'm going to base it on what I saw this week, and I'm not going to slot him. So are you familiar with our guy Chris Wojcik?
Yes.
Big Notre Dame fan. Huge Notre Dame fan, right? And I've gotten to know Wojcik after a while. Nice guy. But the reason why I know who he is because he actually put Gold's email on a Fighting Irish message board. And it was just like, have at it. He's this hack, hack, who doesn't know squat about Notre Dame. And then, you know, Gold's inbox got flooded by a bunch of angry Notre Dame fans. That's the beauty of being an AP voter. It just kind of goes out there and people get on you about that. About the slights, though. It was pointed out by one Clemson fan that of the three voters who happened to be around NC State's program, you, Jonas Pope of the News and Observer, and David Thompson, no, not that David Thompson, the other David Thompson, who writes for the Fayetteville Observer, he covers NC State and Duke, that they had ranked Clemson in what he felt was an outlier position. I think, I want to say Jonas had him at 9, and I want to say David had him at 14. You had Clemson at 6th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the argument was, well, you know, based on how all the other voters were going, this seems to be interesting that the guys who predominantly cover NC State have Clemson so low there. And no, look further. Not a single one of you, Jonas, or David ranked NC State ahead of Clemson. You know who did? A bunch of other voters. Then there was like six different voters that put NC State ahead of Clemson.
Yeah, the great news about all this, Joe, is on October 1st, they'll play.
Right.
And we won't have to worry about
but
it
what
anymore.
But my point, what I find funny is we are really in, like, picking scraps for slights. Because that's where Dabo and Doran are right now. Okay? That's where they are.
Dave's itching for a slight, man.
Dude, they want it so badly. So badly. Because both operate on being counted out.
Yes.
Dabo, we joked about this back in July during ACC kickoff. The one person in Charlotte who absolutely wanted NC State to be picked to win the Atlantic was Dabo. Because he had that workshopped little old Clemson speech ready to go.
Back in the holster.
Oh my, back in his bag, man. He was ready. Meanwhile, Doran doesn't want to have too much respect because that's been the calling card throughout.
Yeah.
For NC State over the last couple of years. So everybody's, and you know it's bad when we're looking for these little weird perceived slights. It's kind of like what I've said about the quarterback battles in the NFL this year. You know it's not a really great year for quarterback battles when we're trying to make something out of nothing in Charlotte for the Carolina Panthers between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. Preseason game was on Saturday. I told my family, guys, football's on. I am unavailable. So don't bother me because the Panthers are on TV. I watched a quarter. I watched what I needed to watch, Julio. I watched the quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, play. And
you missed the fourth quarter then. You missed the best part of the game.
Yeah, I missed the Sam Howell show. I saw the highlights. Each guy got a series. It was Sam Darnold who ended up throwing the touchdown. And it was a nice ball. Okay, it was under pressure. Ikey Ekwonu got beat. That was unfortunate on that play. But Sam Darnold, under stress, threw it to the back of the end zone and ended up having a touchdown. Whereas Baker Mayfield's drive included some third down conversions, but then they had to settle for a field goal once they got into the red zone. Every indication is that Baker Mayfield is coming out of this as the starting quarterback. But Matt Rhule, the head coach, and the players are doing their best to make it seem like it's some open competition. Here's Matt Rhule on whether or not Baker is going to be the starter moving forward, since he was the starter in the game, and they'll be getting ready for New England this week.
No, that was for today. That was just for today. So we'll go back and look at this tape, and obviously Sam got us in the end zone. Baker led us down the field, so it looked like both guys, you know, played well in terms of production. We'll go back and look and see where they are, but that was just for today.
Just for today. All right, Matt, well, what did you think about Sam Darnold? Yeah, threw a touchdown.
Overall, for the offense, I mean, we protected the football. I don't believe we turned it over today. Right? You know, so you know, we won the turnover battle. So he took a big hit on the touchdown throw, made a courageous play. The hat was on his head. He stepped up and made it. After that, you know, both guys, I have to really watch the tape to see exactly what they did, but I thought they were both in command. We made the right checks. So I was pleased.
That was Matt Rhule, head coach of the Panthers. He met with the media today and said that they're still going to be splitting reps. They got two joint practices with the New England Patriots ahead of their preseason game on Friday night, which you can listen to on 99.9 The Fan. What did you think of the Panthers on Saturday? Just preseason, yeah, but what did you think?
I thought they looked good. I thought Baker Mayfield adds a little bit of life to their offense. Christian McCaffrey didn't play, but I like Deontay Foreman. I thought that was a great add for them. Receiver's still going to be a question mark for me. Rashard Higgins is a guy who has some chemistry with Baker Mayfield. It was Darnold who ended up throwing him the touchdown pass. Was concerned slightly. I don't know what games Matt Rhule was playing with Ikey Ekwonu, but you don't pick a guy number six in the draft to not play him.
Yeah.
That's a gigantic red flag. I just can't believe that Ikey Ekwonu is not one of their five best offensive linemen. I refuse to believe that. I'm going to need to see the game and practice tape to know that he's not one of their five best offensive linemen. That's just, you're jerking the kid around for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he was in by the second or third series, but still, I'm watching the game going, what are you doing? I don't understand. This is your sixth pick. You should be building up his confidence. Unless he's an absolute turnstile in practice, there's no reason for him not to be on the field.
Yeah, and look, he had a bad sequence there on the touchdown for Sam Darnold, but again, he's a rookie, and those things are going to get resolved through reps. The best that I can explain what Matt Rhule is doing is an overall philosophy of who's playing and who isn't playing and how much do you actually want to spend in games themselves.